Hey, welcome to Two Blurred Girls. It's Tamika and Tamara, who isn't showing her face, but she will next time.
Yeah, next time.
Because we both are supposed to show our faces.
Yeah, you'll see my face next time.
We're golden, beauty, beautiful golden girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Donna, that's all we can say.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Copyright. But yeah, so tonight's show, we're going to review this HBO documentary called Not So Pretty. It came out, I think, 2021.
Actually,
not too long ago,
because I had a spa event with my beauty counter consultant. And she mentioned it in our group chat about the documentary.
Whoa.
And she said, you need to check it out because this is a really good thing to watch because Beauty Counter gave us a card to tell us to look at the ingredients behind the makeup products that you use or skincare that you use because the list that we have on the card would specifically would tell you not to get. So she recommend like Beauty Counter is like one of those. Like they give you a list of chemical products. Like if you can't afford it, they will give you a list of chemical products to avoid from your facial products or your makeup. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a clean beauty product.
Line. Yeah.
So
it's a really good thing to do, especially after watching this, because for me, makeup wise, because I use Beauty Counter for my facial stuff, but makeup wise, I'm going to take that card with me and I'm going to look at every single ingredient behind that stuff before I put it on my face or on my lips.
Please do.
No. After watching episode one, I was like, oh, no. No.
Yes, please do.
Please.
Yeah, it's 2021. Was that when okay, so 2021, this docu-series came out. It's a 4-part docu-series that dives into the beauty industry, like makeup, hair, skin, nails. It dives into the industry of what they're hiding in their products, in their ingredients, and how toxic some of those chemicals can be.
Yep. And as a mom, I can understand why. Because one of the items that I was told to avoid was on the very first episode.
Yeah, let's dive into that, because we're just doing episode one. I've seen all of them, but I told Tamara to go back and watch it, watch the rest of the episodes, because they're really good. But the episode we're going to talk about tonight is,
it's called Makeup.
Thank you, Makeup. I knew it was one of them.
Even though Johnson & Johnson is not makeup. But that was the title.
Makeup. Yeah. And after the show, we're going to drop some links and to the documentary and also some articles.
Yeah, and also links on the documentary will tell you what app to put on your phone, just in case you don't have like a Beauty Counter consultant or just Beauty Counter consultants, because all the other consultants that are not Beauty Counter, they won't have those cards. But there's an app that you can use to scan, to see, like, to search for what is good and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I recommend, because I have that app on my phone, too. So, whatever app that Mika told me to download, that's what I did. I typed in the name and I tried to look at every single ingredient. Man, after watching this, I was like, fuck that shit. And I had those apps on there before I watched this episode. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Did you want to get into what you thought about episode one?
Well, it's pretty scary for me, especially as a millennial, because, you know, like when we were growing up, well, you probably never shopped there, but I did. But growing up, I used to shop at freaking Claire's. I got my lip gloss from there. I got my makeup from there. I even got my freaking nail polish from there. I got pretty much everything from there, even through college. But now I don't go there anymore because I'm like, even though they have like Squishmallows in there and I'm tempted to go in there and grab one, but I don't shop there anymore. Hmm. But I stopped shopping at Claire's since 2005, I believe. Yeah, I stopped shopping there in 2005. But after watching this episode, it kind of freaks me out because they basically is talking, I think it's Talkal or something like that.
Yeah, Talk.
Talk.
T-A-L-C. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because this talc powder has been in makeup since the early ages, since our grandparents were kids, you know? And so they first talked about Johnson & Johnson and, you know, the baby powder. And pretty much back in the day, that's all they advertised was the baby powder. They said, use this on your baby. Doctors recommend this on your babies. And the sad part is, there is a doctor on this documentary was one of those doctors that recommended that on the babies because it was used on him. He used it on his kids. And I don't know if his kids use it on their, like, I don't know all that stuff, but I don't think his kids' kids use that on his, you know, on his grandchildren, because after what happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, Johnson & Johnson had that specific product in it. And then all of a sudden, when they found out that it had it in there, then they was like, oh, we don't have it in there anymore. And it was like, oh, okay, so it's safe again for babies. In 1976, oh, it's safe again. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, come to find out, it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They still have it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they say we didn't have it. It's because they had like a freaking microscope that wasn't big enough to see it. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I felt so bad for the guy because he used baby powder and then all of a sudden he had mesothelioma, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And mesothelioma. And he got that from Talk because Talk is basically asbestos. And remember what happened 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
People all of a sudden got mesothelioma because mm-hmm. they inhale talc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, it's just like, oh my gosh. So the same ingredient that what those buildings went down and people inhaled all that stuff is in the baby powder.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in the baby powder.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still in there. Well,
In 2019, they said they removed the talc or asbestos, which nobody should believe them.
No.
But for decades, like you were saying, our moms used Johnson & Johnson baby powder.
Yeah.
And like, it's like you use it on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you use it on your hands.
Yeah.
Or in your shoe for a scent.
Yeah.
Some women back in the day put
it down there.
Yeah, right? And it's absorbing in your skin talc, which is another form of asbestos.
Yeah.
Asbestos is would be like a chemical substance or something that's found in these old buildings.
Uh-huh.
And like you were saying in 9/11, once the buildings fell down.
Yeah, because a lot of people...
By the terrorists. They didn't just magically fall. The terrorists knocked them down.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, you wouldn't know that it was in that building if that didn't happen. But mm-hmm. all the people who survived and got out of it and they were trying to run away when the buildings were falling, they all inhaled asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
They all inhaled it. Firefighters, paramedics, survivors, other people, you know. And then all of a sudden I read somewhere that a lady who survived by getting out of the tower had mesothelioma because of what she inhaled.
In the sky, from the air.
So it's just like, you just like, oh, like you just sit here and be like, oh my gosh. And what's worse is not only is it in baby powder, it's in your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Avon. Mm-hmm. It's in Clinique, I think that's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Dior. Mm-hmm. It's in all these other products that they shared. And this poor woman had mesothelioma, but they removed it. But they said, you don't know if it's going to come back.
Yeah, she's 26 and she has mesothelioma, which is a cancer. Like with asbestos, it you breathe in this chemical substance, mm-hmm. and once you breathe it in, it goes to your lungs. Mm-hmm. And I think with mesothelioma, smokers get it or other people like that. And smokers are asbestos. So she wasn't feeling well. You know, she used makeup for decades, mm-hmm. and she said her intestines started to feel like they were turning.
Oh.
And her mom said, okay, it's time for you to go to the doctor, and the doctor had to do a pathology,
mm-hmm.
and then it came back, mesothelioma.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, but I never smoked, and I haven't been around asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, they tested the makeup, and also the makeup in Claire's, the one for the kids, they tested that and they found significant traces of asbestos in those makeups. But now you may wonder, how did this get past the FDA and all these other people?
But because we learned, FDA doesn't even look at it. Even my beauty counter person said they don't look at it. But the thing is that there's stuff in here that will kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't you look at it? Is it because it's not food? Then what's the point of you?
Yeah, because the FDA that I learned in this documentary, they don't really have power. They don't push their power enough with the makeup companies.
No.
And even if you take the makeup companies to court, like some of the people have done in this documentary, they have trillion-dollar lawyers who flip the script around. And they can tie you in court all day long or pay you off.
Or file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, they can make themselves the victims. Or file for bankruptcy, like you were saying, or have false companies to take the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have tricks up their sleeves, you know. So, and there is a bill that people want to push. I'll try to find the link for that bill.
I say push it because
some
like,
beauty bill so there can be more transparency in these beauty ingredients.
Yeah, because the thing is that there, and it's like so many people who are not smokers who feel like they never been around asbestos. It's like they'd be like, but how do I get mesothelioma? It's because it's in your product and you don't realize it's in your product. You don't know if it's in your food. You don't know if it's in your body wash. You don't know if it's in your nail polish. You don't know if it's in your eyeshadow. You don't even know where it is in there. Unless you look it at the ingredients and see if it says, is it talc? I think I keep missing.
Something like that. Yeah.
If you see that, and it says non-asbestos, don't get it. Mm-hmm. Just be like, and just skip over and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Find something else. Like, read the ingredients, please. Like, read it now, because it is serious. Because this freaked me out. I'm like, well, damn. My mom used Johnson & Johnson on me. I shopped at freaking Claire's. I even used Avon. What the fuck? Like, yeah. I'm freaking scared. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And I used those products too as a kid, just, you know, in middle school, you want to impress your friends and all the girls are wearing makeup. So you wear makeup. And I used to put makeup on and I know my skin would react and I would get these patches and blotches on my face. And that's the reason why I can't really wear makeup now, even Clinique. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, well, let's try Clinique because they said that, you know, they're a clean product and they're helping with your face. And I had huge patches on my face with Clinique, you know. So, I mean, my skin reacts quickly to anything that's harmful. But so I can't really use too much.
But what's sad about Clinique is that it was one of the items in the documentary that it had asbestos in it.
Yeah.
But they're clean. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because even at Target, like they have their label, you know, the label they have at Target that says safe and clean. Mm-hmm. And I use that app. I think it's called EWG, but we'll put the links in the, you know, our video. Mm-hmm. I use that app for one of the products and it had alerts on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, but this has the Target standard of safe, clean beauty. Mm. So even that you can't really trust.
Yeah, whatever. I feel like anything that says clean, safe beauty, still double check. Mm-hmm. Even if it says vegan, still check. Like, still check because they will be sneaky to add these ingredients. They will be very sneaky to add it and just say, oh, we don't got it. Yeah, you do. I don't believe you. So just be extra careful, people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like this. It's because I'm freaking out. I'm cutting Mika out, like, unusually because I'm freaking out. I'm, like, literally freaking out.
Oh God! Yeah, I've been freaked out, and the documentary made me freak out even more.
Exactly, you know? And it's like you're like, bruh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like you can't trust anything. Like even the companies that said they're clean and safe, you have to run them through the app or look at their ingredients and see what you're allergic to.
Clean, safe. We're vegan free. Yeah. Like, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm like, don't get me wrong. It's like, I'm not going to say all vegan products are bad, but even sometimes those you have to look out for. Mm-hmm. Because, like, speaking of reading ingredients, I have to do that for my husband because he has sodium phosphate intolerance. Mm. Him and my mother-in-law cannot have sodium phosphate. My mother-in-law literally told me even vegan products will have sodium phosphate in them. So you just can't pick up an item that says vegan. Mm-hmm. Because once you pick it up and all of a sudden he'll be like, oh baby, I don't feel too good. I need to go lay down. I have a big headache. And then all of a sudden we read the ingredient. Sodium phosphate. So yeah, it's just like sometimes even anything, check the labels. Check the labels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vegan or not, check the labels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, I had, what do you call it, allergy tests. Mm-hmm. So I went to the dermatologist a couple of years ago. And I had this list because I knew it was nickel that I was allergic to. And then there was something else, which I can't really, it's a long word, but that's found in like makeup. And it was telling me it was in all these other products. And I was like, oh crap. Okay. So it's, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Like, only thing we can say is a check of the ingredients.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, please do. Like, if you watch the documentary, you would be like, oh shit, I'm checking the ingredients for real. And download that app.
Yeah, because some of it, some products it told me to avoid was like certain Revlon products, Oil of Olay, CoverGirl,
yeah,
Noxzema,
yeah,
Old Spice. Like it has certain amount of whatever this word is within these products that I'm allergic to.
Man.
And these are products you trust too, because you've been with them for a long time. And like Johnson & Johnson, they pride themselves on being a family company, you know, and with baby powder, like they were saying in the documentary, baby powder, you look at it and you look and you think this is pure substance, you know, and it makes you feel safe. And I think, you know, even in the 70s, coming into the 80s, they tried to do like cornstarch to replace the talc, and that didn't sell too well. So they went back to putting talc into the baby powder. And it wasn't really discovered again until maybe like late, mid 2000s, I'm assuming. And now it's really rolling that people are starting to pay attention. Yeah. And I was looking at this article. I think one of the Nickelodeon stars, JoJo Siwa, she had a makeup line in Claire's. And they pulled her makeup line, like recalled it.
They
because
did?
Of the asbestos and all that other stuff. So
asbestos in her product?
Yeah. So she said she didn't know and she feel betrayed, da da da.
Oh shit.
So yeah. Just parents just look out for basically everything. Any Claire's makeup. No more Claire's makeup for the kids. That's basically all I have to say.
Yeah, just no more Claire's makeup.
Yeah, because there's a mom in the documentary, and she was working on, like, she was a lawyer for asbestos cases, and her daughter was using the Claire's makeup, and her daughter just randomly asked, "Could there be asbestos in my makeup?" And she just laughed it off, and then she thought about it, and she sent it to her friend. Of scientists, I forgot what their name is, but he tested on the microscope and found significant trace products of asbestos under the microscope in his makeup. And then other friends started sending him makeup kits from Claire's, Avon, etc. And he found the same thing, you know. And what got me was the mother said that she would look at her daughter. Pardon me. And her daughter would, you know, how you just kind of blow into the makeup. Her daughter did that. And she noticed there was a white substance that filled the air, but she didn't really think too much of it. But that was asbestos.
Wow.
And her daughter was just blowing in the air.
Wow. Yeah. Now, like now I'm sitting here looking at, I'm going to go on that app that I downloaded that you gave me. I have to look for it because I have it in a folder on my phone because I don't have it. Like iPhone users, we are able to put our stuff in a folder or whatever. So I don't have it on my main page. I got other apps on there. So I got to find it. So I'm kind of like want to sit here and go through all the makeup products that because I use ColourPop. For my eyeshadow and I got this Animal Crossing okay, you guys already know I like playing video games and I just started playing Animal Crossing again. I got the Animal Crossing palette. So now I'm just sitting here wanting to go through and see if ColourPop is on the list.
Well, when you put it on, do you have a reaction or anything?
Not really. I really don't have a reaction. I'm just freaking out even more because I put it on my daughter's eyes tonight. Because I went to my nephew's birthday dinner. He just turned 21.
Oh,
and cool. my daughter was watching me putting on makeup, and she, because she watched it on a YouTube channel, and she's like, makeup, and she used her crayons sometimes to try to put makeup on herself, or she will try to draw on her dolls. I'm like, oh gosh. So I'm like, okay, she's interested in makeup. I wasn't going to put it on her face until, you know, she actually does it, but she does it. And I put it on her eyes, and look, she really looks cute. So after watching that documentary, I'm just sitting here, it's like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm like, oh, gosh. Gotta find it.
Yeah, it's just sad, you know, how the effects this has and how these companies aren't regulated, but in Europe, they are regulated. And they are held to a higher standard in Europe. But in America, they mostly regulate the food and drug, the FDA, they mostly regulate that. But the beauty products and the beauty industry, they have no regulations. And they don't have to disclose what's really in their products. And then there's all these big words and people don't really look at that. They don't know what it means in layman's terms.
No.
Like, what does this mean?
Because it's too scientific. It's like people are not that, like, you know, we educate it, but we're not like highly like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is just like, because that's what my consultant told me that about the FDA, because she said the same thing, like in Europe, they have rules and regulations about certain things that goes in your beauty products, you know? And she said that, she said the same thing, we don't have it here. And America is not that strict, but in other countries, it's strict. You know, you cannot put these type of ingredients in your products because this is wrong and this is dangerous for people.
Yeah.
And we don't even have that in ours.
No. And FDA said they really can't, I don't know, it's not a law. So they can't legally tell people not to do this. They can, can you not do this? Can you pull your stuff off the shelf? Can you do this? So there's no law in place in Congress that says we have to disclose all our ingredients in these beauty products.
Right. They even said that on the stand. Oops, I misspelled ColourPop.
Yeah, the other ones I saw though, Tamara, I know they did nails. And it was similar to what you were talking about. They were talking about how there's these ingredients in nail polish. And it's the same thing, you know, they're not regulated as well. And hair, the same thing, you know. Skincare, which I think is what your consultant was getting at too.
Yeah.
One lady, she was a doctor. And I forgot what skin product her husband was using, but it contributed to his low sperm count. They couldn't really have, it took a while for them to have a kid. They had to go through in vitro multiple times before they can have a child.
Oh, damn.
So these products, they're really serious and they affect our health and long-term effects. So we really have to be vigilant.
Yeah, but now I'm wondering, like, personally now, I'm wondering if, you know, some of this stuff gave me, like, sometimes you got to figure out, like, how did you get something, like, how did you get this certain issue, you know, all of a sudden? Because now it makes me wonder, is this the reason why I have PCOS? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I had issues by having my baby girl, and because I lost two babies, one from an ex, wait, thank goodness I didn't have that one, and one from my husband, you know, because, but with the one with my husband, I was taking Clomid, you know, but my, my progesterone levels were low. You know, so sometimes I'm sitting here wondering if this is the reason why I have PCOS. Is this like, you know, it makes you wonder if this is affecting my fertility issue, you know, because it's just like, okay, why can't I have a kid by myself? Like, what's going on? So some things that makes you wonder. And another thing that caught my eye, and I kind of figured that they was going to say this, because guess what they tested on back in the day?
This is about
Johnson & Johnson. This is with Johnson & Johnson. Now, I kind of figured that this will happen because it happens all the time back in the day. Every single Black person is always tested. Always. We were tested first with the syphilis stuff. We was like everything. Johnson & Johnson back in the day tested Black men by using this specific ingredient. That makes you want, And they also advertise Johnson & Johnson in the Black and brown communities. That's the reason why my grandmother always used Johnson & Johnson. Whatever she does, she will use it down below. And like, and when I say down below, in her underwear.
Yeah, it's fine.
She would use it in her, like you said, in her shoes. She would use it everywhere. Even everywhere. My mom used it.
Everywhere.
So I'm just like, well, damn. But I know that it's not just Black people that use it. I know that white people use it too. But I'm just saying, like, specifically, they were advertising more of it in the Black communities.
And we did not know
that ingredient, even after 1976, that they said that they took it out. Black people did not know that that it was still in there.
It was in 1970s, the Philadelphia prison, and they tested. I believe it was talk.
I'm not sure. It was talk. Talk was the main word in this
prisoners. To see the reaction it would have on the skin. And years later, those prisoners, decades later, prisoners had cancer and they wanted to sue. But you know what happens with that? $1 trillion lawyers. And then they said the statutes of limitations were passed, so you can't really sue.
Right. So, man, it makes you wonder.
Like you said, they targeted the Black community, brown community, obese women. Like Johnson & Johnson was basically just targeting specific people. And these, basically, we were all test subjects for Johnson & Johnson.
And what even the sad part is that Johnson & Johnson is lying to the people, not realizing that you got this young generation, not just millennials, Generation Z, they're super smart. When they want to be like they want to be safe for the human people, they're going to be extra safe. They're going to look at everything. And Kaylin's generation is right behind them. So I don't know if her generation is going to be even worse. This younger generation don't play.
No, and that is one good thing I like about the generation after us. They do pay attention.
But sometimes,
To their detriment. But they do pay attention to
the wrong things sometimes. But they pay attention.
And they're fighting for climate control, environmental issues, stuff like that, which I think some of this stuff could fall into in a sense. But yeah, I'm just so upset, you know, and I know that there's a big controversy with the shot, the jab, or whatever we can say on the air. But it does make me wonder, because I didn't take the J&J jab or stab or whatever you want to call it, politically correct terms. But with all this coming out, it makes people wonder, Should I even take that J&J thing? You don't even hear about it no more.
But it's not just J&J, but it's pretty much all of them, you know? Because everybody has a different reaction when every single thing. Because even I freaked out about Pfizer. I freaked out about, it was just Pfizer I freaked out. I specifically told my mom, you're never going to get Pfizer. You're not going to get Pfizer. But sadly, that was the only thing that she had to get. Girl, I was freaking out. But she's fine. She's in her room right now and she's fine. Yeah. But me, I have the other one because I refuse to do Pfizer. And plus, my husband can't do Pfizer at all. Because remember what I said earlier, my husband's allergic to sodium phosphate. Can you imagine if Pfizer was the only thing out there? He cannot take that because it has sodium phosphate in it. So it's just like you have to be extra careful. And this is the reason why you have to read all of the ingredients. Regardless if it's vaccines, regardless if it's makeup, regardless if it's polish, read the ingredients, people.
Yeah, because there was a hair product, too, that was targeted specifically to girls with curly hair. And it was like, it's curly hair product, which I forgot. Which I forgot the name of. But, you know, the influencer and everybody started to use it. I think it was in the mid-2000s or late 2000s-ish, and women's hair started falling out, and they would get like these, some women complained they had like these patches or stuff like that, and they started to feel really sick, and you know, and it's the same scenario, you know, they tell them, oh, we test our products, blah blah blah,
you lie,
we'll look back into it, and then they just put it back out and say new and approved. You know,
you know what's funny? Okay, you remember the Princess Bride?
Yes.
That scene when the witch came out of her house and said, "Liar!"
Yes.
That's how I feel.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's literally how I feel right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They were targeting natural hair women too. So yeah. I know there's a controversy with the perm versus natural hair. But look out for the natural hair products as well.
Yep. All of them.
All of them. You already know what you're getting with the perm. You just hope that it don't kill you.
Exactly. It's just like, it's regardless of what product it is. If you have those apps, like they're going to, like Mika's going to add a description. And they're also going to have an app in the series as well.
You can get a QR code. The
series will tell you what is what. So I need to go back and watch it again so I can get that app because it's like you can go to the store and scan those items and get the ingredients on there so you can see what is in that item. So you can't just pick and choose on what to, you know, what to get. There's even sunscreen for me. I even have to look at ingredients on sunscreen because I'm allergic to bensulfate. I can't even wear that. So I'm basically wearing baby sunscreen. And I got to stay away from my, sometimes when I go to the beach with my husband or my in-laws, my in-laws have to wear their sunscreen, but I got to stay away from them because their sunscreen have the ingredient that I'm allergic to. But my husband, myself, and Kaylin, we're wearing the stuff that I can wear.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's good to have all that stuff on you.
Also, the ingredients that will say fragrance or parfum, look out for that too. I think that was that fertility thing, but just go back and look at those episodes too, Tamara.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
This documentary got me wondering. It was like you just sit there, like you'd be like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, Yeah, because like I already use like the Free and Clear detergents, you know, because I can't really use the regular detergents. Right. So I used this app and I looked up the detergents I was using and I was like, well, they lied to me. That's why I've been itching so much. Mm-hmm. The free and clear right? is not free and clear. Right? Yeah. I'm like, crap. And I got to get my detergent, like the high-end stuff. Mm-hmm. With like essential oils in it and stuff. I'm like, I hope this cleans my clothes. Because mm-hmm. I was using Free and Clear All for years. And then I had to switch to Free and Clear, Tide, Free and Clear Downy, Free and whatever. All mm-hmm. that stuff doesn't work.
But nothing's you still got a reaction clear. From it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and I know it says it's free of dyes and phosphates and all this other stuff, but it's not.
A lie. Again, yeah. That witch coming out of her cabin. Lie! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It may not say dyes, but there's another scientific name for it. All those names, they mm-hmm. pretty much mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, these companies are basically trying to kill us.
Basically. But, of course, FDA doesn't have anything else to do.
Mm-mm. No. No, they say their hands are tied because it's not against the law because there is no law to mm-hmm. regulate these companies.
But even if you try to put out there a law, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have enough backing for the law. It won't do anything. And it'll be easy for their trillion-dollar lawyers for these companies to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
The people have to come together and say, we want this law passed.
Mm-hmm. But even if you get the people to come together, it's still going to happen. Mm-hmm. I hate to be the person who's the negative Nancy, but I know how it is sometimes. And I'm being a conspiracy theorist. You always got to think about it. You have blue and red. Those are the only two you got to worry about. If someone special is in the White House, blue would be like, yeah, let's vote for it. If someone red in the White House would be like, yeah, let's just saying. It's going to be thrown out regardless. Mm-hmm. For us. That's all I can say.
But I would still push for the law to be passed, so at
you
least
can
they
push
know.
As much as you want to,
so at least they know that this is a
what
law.
What did Michael say?
I'm saying so. At least they know this is the FDA can say this is a law now. I know that they don't. They're not gonna necessarily do anything unless mm-hmm. you make that law a little bit. Or a lot more stricter.
Mm.
But
I'm sorry. I'm being petty to them. Mm. You know how I am, Mika. After watching this, I am worse.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know it could get any worse. Already, Tamara X.
I'm just saying.
We ain't using nothing but water.
Yeah, that is all I'm using. Fuck makeup. I'm just kidding. Oh. But for nail polish, now I want to watch the episode about nail polish because I'm wearing, what's the name of it? Color Street right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I think it was mostly like people like me to get their nails done. And then you just hope that you don't get anything.
Oh, girl.
And
girl, I was
and I keep my mask on now, more so in the nail place. Because I'm like,
I even heard that a long time ago. Because mm-hmm. when I got my nails done, I still wasn't wearing a mask at the time. But sometimes I'm sitting here, I was like, why are they wearing their mask?
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out the reason why they wear masks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the air. All those chemicals and everything. And then when they eat, it's in their food, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when they offer you something to drink, just be like, that's okay. Or have bottled water. You can take the bottled water, mm-hmm. but make sure you put a cap on it.
Exactly. Like, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, and there's no proper ventilation either. Like, I know for them, they don't really have too much protection. They need lots of proper ventilation in there, too. That'll help some of those chemical particles to get out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's just that show. Oh, gosh. Man. But anything else you wanna that struck you?
I'm just sitting here wondering how that doctor is, well, former retired doctor is like right now, because he's still going through chemo.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I just feel so sad for them.
Yeah, and it's tricky too if you have a family history of it. Mm-hmm. You can't really lean to like, oh, Johnson & Johnson did this.
Right.
But then you like got a family history of it. So it's kind of even more tricky. Like, where did I get this cancer from?
Mm-hmm. So you just want to scream.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, any final thoughts? Is that a quick show tonight?
Fuck Johnson & Johnson.
All right. Very good. Lawyers don't come after us.
Please don't. I'm just saying, I'm just mad after watching this documentary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would be mad, too.
Like, I just feel like you guys are still lying to us, saying that don't have it in there, but you still do.
Yeah.
And I don't like liars.
Mm-mm. No, they still have it in there. They don't care. They do not care. They're just trying to make their $1 trillion company. Mm-hmm. And they say S.E. Johnson, a family company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My final thoughts are to just go to a dermatologist if you can and get tested and see what specifically you're allergic to. Mm-hmm. And you can start from there as well, or you can download these apps that we're going to put the description up in later on when the video is uploaded. Gosh, just look at the ingredients of everything. Monitor how you feel. Mm-hmm. Like if you notice you just aren't feeling well, and just test it out. Like maybe forego this lotion for a day or two. And if you feel better and you notice that, then just get rid of the lotion, whatever mm-hmm. product it is that's making you sick for no reason. So mm-hmm. be sure to monitor that and look at all the products and ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I have to say.
I think that's all we have to say.
Yeah. But you know what? You can follow us on Facebook at Two Blurred Girls Podcast. Do your part to stand with the people of Ukraine. Hashtag stand with Ukraine. You can follow us on Instagram at @twoblurredgirls_podcast. Of course, you can subscribe to our show on YouTube, Two Blurred Girls Podcast. You can follow us on Twitch as well. We have a couple of our videos up on Twitch. Thank you to the people that follow us there at Two Blurred Girls Podcast. Not only do we have just our video channels, we also have our audio podcast on Google. And we're also on iHeartRadio. We are on Anchor Podcast. And we're also on Good Pods, which Good Pods is like social media for podcasters. You can also find us on Amazon Music. And it won't let me do the rest of them. But we are on Audible.
Oh, you can't add rest of them.
I guess it gives you a limit. But we are on Audible and many other platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to check that out. And also, so last show, we had major audio issues. Oh, it was a really good show. At some point, down the line or soon, I want to do that show again.
Oops, sorry, baby.
Make sure, because it was a really good show.
Which show was it?
Also, one we did on Are Egyptians Black or White?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Major audio issues.
Oh, no.
Hey, baby Kay.
Say hi.
Hey, baby Kay.
And she just took her daddy's stuffed animal.
All right, sounds good.
Look, it's daddy.
Daddy?
It's daddy.
It's daddy's. What you doing with it?
It's daddy's.
Well, why you got it if it's his?
Why you have it?
Why you got it?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah. I am sure. Didn't you say it was your daddy's?
She is something else. Are you done crying for the night? No. She's saddling up. She's not done.
Oh, boy. Well, thanks for watching. And tune in next Friday. Hey, John. Thanks.
Oh, he's
coming
in the bathroom. That's why she's with me.
Hey, John. Thanks for being on our show.
At least you're daddy.
Oh, for real? Well, I don't know what this show is about. I want to say hi, and I'm not in the bathroom. Got it. Thanks, John.
Oh, that John. I thought you was talking about John Henry.
No, John. Oh, goodness.
Girl, John, just go back over.
We say John Henry. We don't say John. You should know this.
I know, but like I thought you heard like KK in here, and I thought
John, go back through the show, and okay, you'll see what we're talking about. We're mostly just talking about the harmful products in beauty, beauty industry. Chemicals and all the other stuff. So anyway, catch us next Friday for another new show. See you next time.
Bye.